Very good. Thank you, April, and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for November 2nd, 2021. At this time, I would like to call the meeting to order, and which was item one, and we will move to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. And if Director Armitage, if you were in attendance, would you mind reciting the pledge for us while we all recite it silently to ourselves, or mute yourself and remain seated as we do it. Director Armitage.
Thank you. I would be honored. Okay. Place your right hand over your heart and ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, of course. Sorry. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Now for our normal announcements for tonight. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of AB 361 and SCV Water Resolution SCV-235. Board and staff, please mute all of your devices until you are ready to speak to avoid feedback, echoing, and background noise. Make sure you unmute when speaking and remute when you are done speaking. All board members, please turn on your camera during the meeting. Staff, please turn on your cameras when speaking and turn them off when you are done speaking. Board members will be advised to use the raise hand feature in Zoom when action and discussion items are presented. I will call on each of you when it is your turn to speak. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda during item three. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in the agenda may do so at the time each item is considered. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in closed session before they are considered by the board must request to make comment at the commencement of the meeting at 6:30. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. Please do not turn on your cameras unless you are speaking during the public comment, and then please turn them off when you are done, when you have completed your comments. To participate in public comment via telephone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial *9 to raise your hand. Phone participants will be called upon by the last two digits of the phone number or by name. When it is your turn to speak, dial *6 to unmute. When you are finished with your public comment, staff will remute you. Please be familiar with the last two digits of your phone number. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After further discussion, the board secretary will call the roll call votes. Any PowerPoints shown at tonight's meeting are posted to the SCV Water website. The board secretary will be doing attendance by roll call, and each action item being considered will be taken by a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll for attendance?
As I call your name, please say present. Director Ford, are you present?
Present.
Director Plambeck, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Director Bronstein, are you present?
Present.
Director Atkins, are you present?
Present.
Director Osuhosky, are you present?
Present.
Director Cooper, are you present?
Present.
Director Colley, are you present?
I'm here.
Director Kelly, are you present?
Present.
Director Armitage, are you present?
Present.
Vice President Mortensen, are you present?
Present.
Vice President Gladbeck, are you present?
Present.
President Martin, are you present?
I am present.
Thank you. Back to you, President Martin.
Very good. Move on to item three, public comment. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in closed session before they are considered by the board must request to make comment at the commencement of the meeting at 6:30. With that, Madam Secretary, are there any members of the public who wish to make public comment?
There is. Just one moment. Ms. Dunn, go ahead and please hit star six and you may begin your public comment.
Well, good evening. I think I couldn't believe my ears tonight. I was going to talk about having the subject, the public speaking, not at the very first of the meeting before they heard any discussion, but I thought I heard right that it wasn't announced that way tonight. Because I had done my due diligence checking the Brown Act, and I found that they had said legislative body on any item of interest to be public before or during legislative body's consideration of the item. And then I also looked at what items could be spoken at the agenda, and they had exceptions. They said, brief response to statement or question from a member of the public. But it said brief. Now, that could take care of the problem with the question, which might be led to a Brown Act violation. The second one was questions to staff for clarification of a matter based upon a public comment. And the third item, provide a reference or information to the staff. And so after reading all of this, I thought, oh, I think you've gone ahead and done it, because I've been bringing it up because I believe that you were discouraging any information that could be made of value to all you directors in taking your final action. So if I have heard correctly, I'm very pleased with that. And you might respond and let me know if I heard right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dunn.
April, let me respond to that real quick. Ms. Dunn, we are not changing the procedure for tonight. We will take public comments after the presentation of the that is completed by the staff and before discussion.
President Martin, I know Mr. Petzl had sent in an email saying he wanted to speak tonight, but I do not see him on the list of attendees. So they're looking at that. There is no further public comment.
Very good. Thank you. We can then move on to item four, approval of the agenda. I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved, Mortensen.
Motion by Vice President Mortensen. Second by Director Ford. We have any public comment on the agenda tonight, April?
It does not appear so.
Very good. Is there any question or discussion on the board from the board before we call for the vote? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Ozahowski.
Yes.
Director Atkins.
Yes.
Director Planbeck.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Ford.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
Director Kelly.
Yes.
Vice President Mortensen.
Yes.
Vice President Gladbach.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
The agenda is approved.
Thank you, Board. We now can move on to item five, approval of the consent calendar. You have two items on your agenda for the consent calendar, and I would entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar.
So move the consent calendar, Director Cooper.
Director Cooper motion. We have a second.
Second, Atkins.
Director Atkins seconds the motion. Madam Secretary, do we have any public comment on the consent calendar?
We do not.
Very good. Unless there's further board discussion, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Again, as I call your name, please state your vote. Please state how you vote. Director Bronstein, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Ozahowski.
Yes.
Director Atkins.
Yes.
Director Kelly.
Yes.
Director Planbeck.
Yes.
Director Armitage?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Colley?
Yes.
Director Ford?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbach?
Yes.
Vice President Mortensen?
Yes.
President Martin?
Yes.
The consent calendar is approved, and that's resolution numbers SCV-237, SCV-238, and SCV-239.
Thank you, April. Thank you, Board. We now can move on to item 6, action items for approval. We have 2 items on the agenda for tonight for consideration. And before we move on to item 6.1, I would invite General Manager Stone, if you'd like to make any opening remarks about item 6.1 or 6.2 for that matter.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, our theme tonight appears to be grant and loan, paving the road for those. And we will have a couple of different presenters tonight, so we can go ahead and move on to the first one.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. We move on to item 6.1, approve a resolution authorizing SCV Water to apply for funding from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and to execute a financing agreement for groundwater contamination treatment projects with the State Water Resources Control Board. Our presenter tonight is Brent Payne. Mr. Payne, please proceed.
Thank you, President Martin. Good evening, directors. My name is Brent Payne, Principal Engineer for SCV Water. This presentation is about incentive funding that we are eligible for from the state based on our LARC pipeline project. We made this presentation to the ENO, and they asked that we present again tonight for your consideration. Next slide, please, April. So the state of California offers incentive funds to encourage consolidation of small water systems into larger public water systems. We've been working with the state, as many of you know, to consolidate 2 small water systems in our Santa Clarita Valley, shown on this map. The Los Angeles Residential Community, or LARC, and the Lily of the Valley Mobile Village. Both are within our service area, but outside our distribution system. So we'll need to build a new pipeline to provide water service to these communities. Next slide, please. The new pipeline shown here on this map will be constructed along the Bouquet Canyon Road, shown in the blue line, and it'll extend about 9,600 feet to the LARC community, which is located just north of the Vasquez Canyon Road. We'll be supplying water to each of these communities by installing a master meter or 2 in the case of Lily of the Valley in front of their property and within the public right-of-way. They will each continue to own, operate, and maintain their on-site distribution systems after the master meter and a backflow device. Next slide, please. So the state sees a real need for this project, as do we. Especially considering the extended drought. As you know, the LARC wells are no longer functional, and they've been hauling water to meet their daily water demands for several years now. Lily of the Valley's one and only active well is also being threatened by the drought and the lack of recharge that's along that Bouquet Canyon Creek. So since SCV Water can provide a safe and reliable water supply to these communities, the state's offering us grant funds for the new pipeline, and that's defined as the consolidation project. And then in addition to these grant funds for the pipeline, they're also offering us as an incentive in the form of incentive funds that we can use for other projects of our choosing. Next slide, please. Let's take a look at the numbers. The consolidation grant for the LARC pipeline will be $3.5 million to cover the cost for an 8-inch pipeline that we've determined is needed to serve LARC and Lily of the Valley, including the master meters. As we've talked about before, we'll actually construct a 12-inch pipeline so we can serve other existing ranches and residences that are along the pipeline that may want to connect that are currently on their own wells. We're budgeting about $800,000 from our CIP to pay for the incremental cost to upsize the pipeline from 8 to 12-inch. The incentive funds that the state offers is a $1.1 million grant and a $10 million zero interest loan. And this is over and above the $3.5 million consolidation grant. So it's a pretty good deal. We can use these incentive funds for one or more projects of our choosing. And if the incentive projects that we choose are more than that combined $11.1 million in incentive funds, then the state also offers a low interest loan from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund that we can use to cover the entire cost of the incentive projects. And that state revolving fund interest rate is currently at about 1.2%. And I also wanted to mention, because I know it's been questioned, the upsize is not sized or intended for future development. This was detailed in our approved CEQA document. Next slide, please. Here's some key elements of the incentive funding program. They may be used for eligible projects of our choosing, and eligible in this case would include PFAS treatment projects because they provide a tangible water quality benefit to our customers by removing contaminants. So we must submit a complete financing application to formally apply for these funds, and that's what this resolution authorizes us to do. We've already submitted a general application to earmark the incentive funds, and this is directed by the state. And for this initial submittal, we used a program approach, which we simply called groundwater contamination treatment projects, which provides us some flexibility to use these funds for projects that fit the timing of the incentive program funds. We initially earmarked $24 million based on two PFAS projects that are in early stages of design. Our objective is to use all of the grant and zero interest loan funds and to also then tap into that low interest state revolving funds to cover total project funds. We have 1 year from the resolution to prepare and submit a complete grant application for the incentive projects. And the state, at their direction, that's one package. And then we have 3 years to construct the projects once we have that financing agreement in place with the state. Next slide, please. I'll give you just a very brief update on our pipe consolidation project, which is the pipeline to LARC. We just received a draft of the consolidation funding agreement from the state, and our legal team, BBK, is reviewing. We'll actually be bringing a resolution to the E&O committee on this Thursday, November 4th, for consideration. Courtney will be presenting. And then once the consolidation funds are in place, we'll be completing the next steps to move the project forward with construction. And that will include finalizing the water service agreements with LARC and Lily of the Valley, finalizing design documents and advertising for bids, and then awarding the construction contract, and then finally building the pipeline. So stay tuned for more details at this Thursday's E&O, and then on to the board in December. And final slide, please. And so this is a mouthful, but it's some language that is required by the state, so bear with me, please. But the Engineering and Operations Committee recommends that the Board of Directors adopt a resolution as follows. The general manager or designee is hereby authorized and directed to sign and file for and on behalf of SCV Water a financial assistance application for a financing agreement from the State Water Resources Control Board for the planning, design, and construction of groundwater contamination treatment project. The general manager or designee is designated to execute a financial assistance agreement with the State Water Resources Control Board and any amendments or changes thereto. And the general manager or designee is designated to represent SCV Water in carrying out SCV Water's responsibilities under the financing agreement. This concludes my presentation. So back to you, President Martin.
Thank you for the presentation, Brent. And before I open it up to questions and discussion from the board, Madam Secretary, do we have any members of the public who would like to comment at this time?
It does not appear so. Oh, hold on just a moment. Ms. Noltmeyer does. Let me share my screen here. Ms. Noltmeyer, please hit star 6. You may begin your public comment.
This is Cam Noltmeyer. Yes, it sounds like a wonderful deal you're getting there. I'm just wondering, do you have to tell them how much debt you already have, and how does that play into you getting these other grants then that you will be having to pay back? Because I know how much debt you have, and it's humongous. And it is never brought up. It's never mentioned. But I don't think it's gone away. I can't see where you've come up with anything that could pay that off in the short time you've had as an agency. I just would like to know how you're handling that. And you have to actually tell them how much debt you have. That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Noltmeyer. Is there any further public comment? It does not appear so. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, April. We can now proceed with questions and discussion from the board. And I see Director Planbeck, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to thank staff and Brent and everyone that worked on this grant. I think it's really a great project. It's great that we're getting water out to those folks. And it's great that we have it sized so that we can hook up others on the way. But, you know, I've been concerned about whether this was really a promotion for new development as well. I know the target is Lark Ranch. And again, I so appreciate that. It's so needed. But I'm wondering how we are going to handle it if a project comes online, because I understand there is a project out there. And I know there was no environmental work done on the growth inducing impacts of this at all. So that's just one question. And then the other question, which I guess you don't have to have the funds go to any low income thing and just be able to put them over to PFAS. That's wonderful. I think everyone will recall that when we had to fund the PFAS, that was part of the reason that the rates went up. So I'm hoping maybe that we could revisit the rates if we have this wonderful grant and low income loan. And those are my two questions. Would that help with lowering any of the rates? And how would we handle any project that's out there, since we've put in a pipeline that could accommodate it?
Brett, would you like to respond to that?
Certainly. So first question about growth-induced impacts. When we did the CEQA mitigated negative deck, we specifically were advised by BBK to size the pipeline so we would not cause any growth-induced impacts. If a developer were to approach us, and they have not at this point that I'm aware of, we would actually require the developer to plan and construct the infrastructure that they need specific for their development, including CEQA. So that's how we would handle that. As for the second question, use of funds for low income, the state does favor and place a high priority on disadvantaged communities and severely disadvantaged communities, which is the $3.5 million is specifically, that was part of their justification for the consolidation grant. Then the incentive funds understanding, the incentive funds then can be used for what they consider as eligible projects. So and water quality that serves our general mm-hmm. customer base is eligible for that.
Well, that's really wonderful.
Yeah. So.
But the other question was lowering the rates, of course.
And that would, I'd probably address that to either Matt Stone or Eric Campbell.
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess the way I would probably answer it is certainly if our anticipated cost of borrowing, or even if we receive grants, lowers those costs, that would be a factor towards having the rates perform better compared to expenses. But I think what we'd want to do is look at where we are overall with other expenses as well to see how we're doing, rather than tie it to just the one action. But it is a good point.
I'll just jump in, Matt or Brent, the grant money doesn't go to O&M costs, right?
I believe these are intended for capital.
Okay. And the O&M costs are a major component of the rate going forward, I understood. So.
That's right. Also correct. Yeah, the debt service is primarily supported through the property tax component. That's a good point.
Okay. Director Armitage, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. You actually answered a couple of my questions with the supplemental information you gave during the presentation, so thank you. But I do have one remaining one. In the memo, in the discussion section, it does say that the Lily of the Valley and Lark would have to relinquish their water supply permits. So my question is, what does that mean specifically, and who then has rights to that water? Thank you.
So the project is part of the consolidation. One of the justifications is that they have been struggling with their water supplies, and so they wanted to have a reliable water supply. So that's so as part of the water service agreement that we're working with them, they would actually disconnect their water supply wells, which haven't been active or functional, or in the case of Lily Valley, doing very well. And so they will no longer be considered. And so they're consolidating as a water into our agency, but it's under what they call a master meter consolidation, which means that we will provide water through a master meter, and they will continue to own and operate their distribution system. So so that's, does that answer the question, or
not really, because I know that there's talk now happening of actions being taken to release more water from the boat or through the Bow Creek area. And so if there was actually more water in the ground in that area, then I'm wondering like what the rights issue is going to be for that.
So we're working through the water supply agreements right now with BBK, and it's one option that may be available to them would be to have a separate like irrigation system that they could use their wells for that versus the domestic needs. But we'd have to make sure that the pipelines were completely separate. There was no cross connections, you know, backflow preventers, that sort of thing. So that might be an option. We're not actually taking over it's not an adjudicated basin, so I don't believe there's any water rights issues. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, Brent. I think they would just no longer pump, or potentially, like Brent said, there could be some minimal amount that is for irrigation. And I'm not sure if there are any other competing uses in the area, or maybe staff would know more about, you know, whether anyone else would be pumping that. I assume they wouldn't, given their location and all that. Certainly not those pumps.
Okay. So is it accurate then to say that they're relinquishing their water supply permits? Or is it the word permits that's throwing me off?
So it is, and that's one of the requirements of the state, is that they relinquish the permits, and that's part of the definition of the consolidation. So yeah, that is a requirement.
So the permit isn't connected to the right to pump the well. The permit is to operate their on-site system, correct, Brent?
Well, it's a water supply permit, because right now they're considered small water system communities. So they have a permit currently with the state that they will be relinquishing to supply water, but not to distribute water.
I think you're correct, Matt.
That okay, can we try to explain that? Because I want to make sure this is clear.
My understanding, based on what's said, is that they would no longer have a permit to operate a municipal system. Whether there could be irrigation provided, I'm not sure. I'd have to talk to Brent. But I think you're correct, Matt. It does not impact the water rights. They would no longer be able to provide it for human consumption.
And the issuing authority for that permit is DDW?
I believe that's correct. They have permit numbers, I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
It could be a county permit, though. I would have to double check that.
All right. That completes your questions, Director Armitage. Very good. Director Ozahosky.
Great presentation, Mr. Payne. Kudos to the staff in getting this project done. Question regarding their distribution systems. Do we have any say in those systems before we connect? Do we inspect those for any issues?
As part of the master meter, we did go on site and look at their distribution systems, but because it's a master meter consolidation, they'll be required to have a backflow preventer to protect our system. But any on-site improvements, they would be responsible for.
They do, just to clarify further, they do have some requirements for on-site improvements, some upsizing and some improvements they have to do and handle as part of the state contract, but we won't be inspecting that. That would be inspected by the county.
Mr. Mayo, will you get a copy of that inspection, or we don't see anything from county regarding that?
Typically, no. Typically, after the meter and backflow device, we are not, we don't get that information. We could request it, but it's not usually something we get involved with.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Mayo. Thank you, Mr. Payne. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Director Ozahosky. Director Atkins, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you, President Martin. So has the fact that this permit is, that this action is kind of, is it irreversible? Could they go back once they have, once Bouquet Creek rehydrates, and I'm saying that purposefully, because I believe it will at some point, and those wells that Lark Ranch operates could be reinstituted. Is this an irreversible action? Can they go back to the way they were ever?
I'll have to get back to you on that one, unless Joe, do you know?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think so, Director Atkins. I mean, maybe if it was worked out between us and them at some later point, some kind of a agreement. But I think the intent is that we're stepping in as a water provider, and that's going to be going forward.
And has the fact that they probably aren't going to be faced with the opportunity to go back to the way they had it, has that been explained to them clearly? Do they understand what they're giving up? I'm asking the engineering group, I suppose.
I believe that's their understanding. They actually want to get out of the water business because they've been struggling for years now. We will be bringing these water service agreements to the board, so some of these details will be addressed in that. At this point, they're on board to relinquish those permits and to basically go on to our water supply. And I believe that's
forever.
That would be the condition of receiving the grant. But I will confirm that in the water supply agreement.
Okay. I just think they may not be clear on the fact that they're taking an irreversible action here, it seems to me. So I appreciate that. I just want to be sure that we've communicated clearly with them that this is a one-way street for them. Thank you.
Right. Director Cooper, go ahead.
Oh, just some thoughts on that same thing for Director Atkins. Is we did something similar many years ago out in Sand Canyon. And when the homes out there ended up hooking up to us, they had their own wells. They were now not allowed to use those wells for their own water system. They could use them for irrigation for their horses and all that kind of stuff, but they could not use them for the homes. And I would think the state is they're looking at this as we're combining them into our water agency, is we're merging them in, and they don't want to spend $3 million to say, gee, you only have to be there a couple of years and then you don't have to use it anymore. This is, they're part of our water system now, and their wells are no longer municipal wells that they can use for their water system, but they can certainly use them for irrigation, which we would appreciate out there anyway. But yeah, that was kind of the way we had to do it before.
When will the system be operational?
I think it said in the board report, the end of next year will be completed.
Yeah, it's about a one-year process to build the pipeline, and we still need to finalize the plans and the bid documents and go out for bids. So we'll be bringing that construction contract to the board probably second quarter of next year.
Very good. Thank you, Brent. Thank you for the explanation. Director Planbeck, you have your hand up.
I just wanted to say that I appreciate Director Atkins' concern to make sure that people understand what they're getting into. But the whole reason that the state is giving these grants is to eliminate these very small municipal water districts that have major problems in droughts, that can't ensure water quality the way that a larger district can. And that's the whole purpose of funding these. So I'm quite sure that they won't be able to go back. The purpose of funding them is to try to eliminate these munis throughout the state that really are causing problems with their small systems. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Director Planbeck, for your comment. Are there any other questions or discussion from the board before I add my parting comment here for Brent and staff? Director Atkins, you got your physical hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you. One last thing. There's a certain operating cost for operating those wells, recognizing they've not operated for a couple of years. And then there's another probably significant operating cost to truck water in. And somewhere between those two is probably what we're going to be providing when we ultimately get them connected. I know that they've run on a rather tight budget, and the Sturkeys are good people, and we just need to be able to communicate, and they communicate clearly with them. That's my main concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Kelly, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask any of the existing ranches that want to tap into this pipeline as it goes, does that have any effect on the grant?
That would be separate. So that was the reason for the upsize. And we've actually been approached by some of the folks along the pipeline already, some of the ranches out there. And they're not eligible for the grant. They'll need to pay a connection fee and the cost of installing the service and the meter. But so does that answer the question?
It doesn't lessen our opportunity to get the grant by anybody.
No, it's understood, and that was disclosed in the grant application.
Great, thank you.
But they would be paying a portion of the upsize to buy in, right?
Through the connection fees, that's correct. Yeah.
Director Brownstein, go ahead.
All these questions keep on causing more questions. My question was, if these hypothetical other ranches that connect, would they also have to be giving up their water rights to connect to this pipe, or?
I believe they would be a similar situation where they could use the wells for irrigation, but not for domestic.
Okay. So we'd just be consolidating more places on the way.
Well, they're they're not really water systems. They're just individual residences. So there's no permit involved there.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. I don't see any other hands raised, so I'll just add my words of thanks to staff for getting us to this point and getting these this grant money available, and the zero interest money is really appreciated. And I want to take my hat off also to Director Atkins, who's taken a leadership on the Lark Ranch Water Project. And I know there's others have also jumped in, but I know Director Atkins, you've been very much a strong advocate for taking care of that project up there. So we appreciate that. So thank you, staff, and all your hard work. And at this point, I would, I'm not sure. Do we have a motion on this already? I don't think so. But
we do not.
I'd like to make the motion. Lynn Planbeck.
Director Planbeck, motion for item 6.1.
Second.
Director Atkins seconds. Unless there's any further discussion, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Kelly.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Ozahofsky.
Yes.
Director Planbeck.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Atkins.
Resounding yes.
Director Ford.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Vice President Mortensen.
Yes.
Vice President Gladbach.
Yeah. Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
This item passes, and that's resolution number SCV-240.
Very good. Thank you, Board. Thank you, staff. We'll move on to item 6.2, approve a resolution authorizing the general manager to apply for grant funding under the Federal Bureau of Reclamation Water Smart Drought Relief Program for the Rosedale Phase 2 Wells Project. And our presenter tonight is Dirk Marks. Mr. Marks, go ahead.
Thank you.
Hold on just a moment. I'm trying to share my screen here. There we go.
Okay, well, this item is passing a board resolution allowing us to move forward on an application for a federal grant to build two additional recovery wells in our Rosedale Rio Bravo Bank. Next slide, April. And to give you some background information about our Rosedale banking program, we executed the agreement in 2005. Under that agreement, we can store up to 20,000 acre feet in any given year and recover 20,000 acre feet in years when we want to draw from the bank. The maximum amount that we can have in storage at any time is 100,000 acre feet. Once we cycle through 200,000 acre feet in and 200 acre feet out, then the program terminates. Our agreement provides us with the ability to construct up to 7 wells to be used for extraction of water from the program. In 2009 or 2010, we agreed to an operating letter with Rosedale that clarified the terms under which we could access existing wells that Rosedale had and that its banking partner, namely IRWD, had, where we would have access to those wells after their banking obligations were met for the programs. Uh, our experience in 2015. Our experience in 2015 was that we were able to get about 3,000 acre feet from those wells. As a result, we applied for and received a drought relief grant in 2015. And we built 3 of the 7 wells. And we did that in partnership with Irvine Ranch Water District under their Strand Ranch agreement at the right to build additional wells in Rosedale. Those wells were completed and became available to us in 2019. They've served us well in 2020. We recovered not just the 10,000 acre feet that we were anticipating with those new wells, but I recovered 16,000 acre feet. We were on track to recover 17,000 acre feet in 2021. Nevertheless, the 2020 Urban Water Management Plan incorporates future construction of the 4 remaining wells, and that being accomplished, I believe this by the year 2030. Next slide, April. We became aware of a grant, and I have to give Cheryl and her team of consultants the credit for recognizing there was a Water Smart federal drought grant that we believe we qualified for. That grant would provide 50% for qualified cost. Projects have to be completed by 2025. The application deadline was in October, so we have submitted the application. But we have to also submit a resolution authorizing the general manager submitting the grant, entering into a grant agreement, and payment of the matching funds. And that has to be accomplished in the next 2 days. Next slide. We had earlier conducted a well siting study for the 4 additional wells. That was completed in May of this year. And there were 12 well sites that were identified. Those well sites were screened for potential interference with adjoining wells, as well as water quality and water elevation concerns. And the wells that we submitted for in the grant are well 11 and well 6 at the lower right-hand side of the illustration here. And these wells would connect to the pipeline that was built for our dry-year recovery wells. And that water from these wells would then be conveyed to the Cross Valley Canal, which you see on the bottom of the slide, and from there into the California Aqueduct for delivery to us. Next slide. These were the cost estimates for the various well configurations. You can see the well 6 and 11 had an estimated capital cost of $4.2 million. And that is exclusive of any land cost and an easement cost and any environmental work that would need to be done. Next slide, please. So the recommendation is that the board adopt a resolution authorizing the general manager to apply for the Water Smart Grant to execute a grant agreement and commit the agency to providing matching funds. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Marks, for your presentation. Before we entertain questions and discussion from the board, Madam Secretary, do we have any public comment on item 6.2?
It does not appear so.
Very good. So we have any questions for Mr. Marks on the presentation or from staff? Director Armitage, you're first up.
Thank you. So my thanks also to Mr. Marks for a great presentation. And I also want to say thank you to Ms. Fowler for finding this grant opportunity along with your team. So the way I understand it, we have three wells that currently that allow us to use diverted water from the state water project and be banked underground so that we can withdraw that in our dry years. And I know, as you mentioned, we've done this in together with Irvine Ranch Water. Is it Water District? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
So my question is these additional two wells, it wasn't clear to me is that also a joint project with Irvine Ranch or is that just us?
This would be just us.
Okay, thanks. And then I was reviewing my notes today about when I first learned about the Rosedale Rio Bravo storage option. And so I could remind myself of the details of the storage option. And if I understand correctly, it seemed to me from the information that was shared that this banking program is one of the most cost-effective ways for SCV water to get water when you consider all of the different options. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, that's correct. It's about half the cost of our other banking programs.
Okay. And so I'm assuming with this grant opportunity, it makes it even more cost effective. I'm trying to get to the point that this seems to be a really good financial option for us. Would you agree with that?
Yes, this is would be a very cost effective means for us to supplement our dry year supplies.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And then my last question is why are we not applying for the full $2 million?
Not all of the costs that were represented in the cost estimate are eligible for reimbursement. The grant consultant identified those costs which would be reimbursable. And we're applying for the maximum amount that is reimbursable under the grant.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Director Planback, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, are there water quality issues at this water storage project? Because I thought that I understood when the project that we were doing with Irvine, the water had to go through some process before it was put in the aqueduct. Are there going to be additional costs besides what we're looking at here?
The existing the existing wells for this program that we have do not require additional treatment before it gets put into the aqueduct. That is in contrast with the semi-tropic water storage district where they do have to treat the arsenic there. In full disclosure, arsenic is found in wells in Rosedale. They just haven't come up to the point of requiring treatment. But you know, there are risks if standards are changed, that could change. And then anytime you're drilling a well, there are also risks you may not know. You may end up drilling a well into a bucket of water that does have higher arsenic levels. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to either try to mitigate that through blending or through other means. So there are risks involved.
Somebody's frozen. Director Pineback, is it, that answer your question?
Yeah, my hand's down. Yeah, thank very you. Good. It does. Thank you very much, Dirk.
Thank you, Director Cooper.
Dirk and Cheryl, I'm echoing what Director Armitage said. Great job in finding this grant. These were things we were going to have to do on our own anyway, and so finding additional money to help us through with this is just great work. And I'm glad to see this come. We're the way the weather patterns are going, we may need this sooner than we ever expected. So with that, I would so move staff recommendation.
Second, Atkins.
You're on mute, Gary.
Director Ford.
I was going to make a motion. I agree with Directors Armitage and Cooper that Water Sources staff did a great job on this and a great presentation by Dirk. And it's good that this banking program has been wonderful through the years, and Rosedale, Rio Bravo, Buena Vista have been good banking partners throughout it all. So I'm very happy to see this progress, and I would have made the motion, but others beat me to it. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Ford. I don't see any other hands raised, so let me add my words of thanks to the staff. Listen, this is, we are now reaping the benefits of all the work that has gone before to develop this banking source of water. And it's more important than ever, as Director Cooper just said, and to be able to acquire grant funding to help offset the costs and protect our ratepayers from those costs. That's just cherry on top of the sundae. So thank you, Dirk, and thank you, Cheryl. Thank you to the whole staff for what you've done over the years to bring about these supplemental water sources. They're more important than ever. And I would say we have a motion and a second. Unless there's any further discussion, we can call for the vote.
Could I just clarify one thing? That we still have to go through the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation scoring process, and we hope that we'll come out okay with that.
Thanks, Dirk. I'm very confident you'll score well. All right, April, go ahead and call the vote.
As I call your name, please state how you will vote. Director Armitage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Ozohowski?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Bronstein?
Yes.
Director Atkins?
Yes.
Director Colley?
Yes.
Director Ford?
Yes.
Director Kelly?
Yes.
Director Planbeck?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbach?
Yeah. Yes.
Vice President Mortensen?
Yes.
President Martin?
Yes.
This item passes, and that's resolution number SCV-241.
Very good. Thank you, Board. Thank you, staff. We'll move on to item 7, General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. Mr. Stone.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be coming here from a few days of vacation, so I'm going to skip the report tonight, if that's all right, so we can get to our closed session.
That's just fine. Thank you. Since there was no report, we have no public comment, I suspect, right, April? So
there is not.
We can move on to item 8, committee reports. Committee meeting recap reports for informational purposes only. We have 7 recap reports in the packet. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this? After we entertain public comment, we'll go to directors for their questions or comment.
There is no public comment.
Very good. So I do see we have a couple of hands up from the board. Director Ozahosky.
All right. On item 8.1, the October 13th Water Resources and Watershed Committee meeting, Mr. Stone, when will we be receiving a presentation on mitigation option impacts for 2022-2023 and explanation of the stress test for those years?
Yeah, we have that request from the last meeting, and it was determined that we would be able to put that on the agenda for the next meeting on the 16th, in conjunction with considering where we should be in regards to our water shortage contingency plan level.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Stone. Back to you, President Martin.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, for Director Ozahosky. Director Feinbeck, you have your hand up.
Yes, I would just like to ask that there be more detail on the Water Resources Committee report. For members of the public and for other board members that aren't able to attend that meeting, the recap is just so vague that it's not useful in informing what the committee has done. And that's really an important committee. I appreciate that we're going to bring things to the whole board, but I would actually like to know what the committee is doing too. And I would request that the minutes or the board report be more detailed. That's all. Thank you.
All right. I think your comment is noted both by the committee chair and by staff. So are there any other questions from the board on this item? Very good. We had no public comment on item 8. We now can move to item 9, written reports for informational purposes only. There are two in the board packet. No, there's 5 actually. Goes over second page. So there's 5 items on the written reports for informational purposes only. Is there any public comment, April, on this item?
There is not.
Is there any questions from the board on any of the written reports that are in your packet? Director Armitage, you've now got 2 hands up, so you're approved for 2 questions.
Oh, well, I actually had 3 sets of comments to make, I think, but they'll be quick. I just wanted to thank everybody on staff for the section reports. I just want to make sure everybody knows that they're being read. I very much appreciate the information in them. Just a couple comments. One, in the financial administration and information technology report, I just want to mention that I was glad to see that recruitment is happening for the security specialist. I think that's a really, really important role. And that recruitment is beginning for the data scientist position as well. And I want to say that I'm excited to have a scientist coming on staff who I'm hoping will be somebody who's considered kind of an independent voice in the scientific community and an independent mind in the field of hydrology. So just wanted to put that out. And then in the water resources and outreach section report, I wanted to say congratulations to the conservation team for their 2nd EPA WaterSense Excellence Award. Thank you for that. That was really great to see. And regarding the Bridgeport Pocket Park, I just want to do my plug for native plants. I'm hoping to see some native plants included in that pocket park too. And then lastly, kudos also to the outreach team for being very visible with the messaging around the drought And I'm seeing the Paseo banners around town. That's great. The mail piece was great. And the social media going out in English and Spanish, I think, has been really great. And I know I've been trying to help spread the word through that as well. So thank you for getting that out. I think it's really important. And I just want everybody to know that we're seeing that work. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Are there any other questions on item 9 from the board? Very good. We can move on to item 10, President's Report. And the first item on my item 10 President's Report is to let you know that it's Braves 6, Astros nothing, top of the 7th. So, update items for the board. State of the City is being held at the Canyon Country Community Center on November 4th, this week at 3 p.m. The Aqua 2021 Fall Conference is being held in Pasadena, November 3 to December 2. Conference is being held both virtually and in person for those who are planning to attend. There's also a special virtual meeting to discuss the GM review on Friday, November 5th at 1 p.m. And we're promised by the facilitator that we'll get this wrapped up by 4 p.m. for those who are concerned about going late. There's also going to be a special board meeting in January of 2022 regarding in January of 2022 regarding redistricting. Please respond to the board secretary's email regarding dates and times that would work for you. Special note, the meeting will most likely be virtual, but may be in person depending on the situation with COVID-19 and the continuation of remote meetings as described in AB 361 and the board findings. Following the completion of this meeting tonight, there's going to be a Upper Santa Clara Valley JPA board meeting starting immediately after this one. And if you're sitting on that board, by the way, the members on that board is President Jerry Gladbach, Vice President Jeff Ford, and then Ed Colley, Gary Martin, and Dan Morton, so the other members of that board that will be meeting. There's also going to be a meeting of Devil's Den following that. So just so you know, please stay around for those meetings. And that completes my item 10 President's Report. Do we have any public comment, April, on item 10?
We do not.
We have any questions from the board? Oh, I see. Director Bronstein. You have your hand. I didn't confuse you. I just
it's fine.
Can't get my mouth moving in the right direction sometimes.
So I'm extremely thankful for all your notifications, and I love that you send us an email, that we get an email with everything jotted down, so I don't have to try to write as fast as I can. but I was wondering if there was a way for us at these meetings, for you actually, to announce the upcoming committee meetings, not for us to know when they are, but so that the public is aware of the committee meetings and when they are. So it's an extra way of them kind of getting to know and getting used to the rhythm if they're interested to attend.
Very good. It's a good idea. And I'll just say that there's going to be an engineering and operation committee Thursday night this week. Is that correct? Chair Cooper? Very good. That's the next one up, and we'll...
That is correct.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director Bronstein. All right. If there are no further questions from the board, we can move on to item 11, AB 1234 reports. There was one AB 1230 report that was submitted with your packet. Does anyone have any additional AB 1234 reports tonight? Director Atkins, please.
Yes, I was fortunate to attend the October 21st Association of Water Agents of Ventura County 29th Annual Water Symposium. It was terrific. there were probably, I think there were 60 attendees. It was virtual, and it was an amazing blend of speakers and really engaging, and I appreciated being able to attend.
Thank Thank you, Director Atkins. Are there any other AB 1234 reports tonight? Madam Secretary, I got a question for you. Do we need to report out on attendance at the GSA board meeting?
No, you do not.
Very good. Thank you. So I will pass that one by.
Actually, you know what? We probably should. Any of the directors who do attend it, yeah, because there's no recap report for that one on our board. So, yes, I take that back. You should.
All right. I'll just say that on October 20, a number of directors attended the GSA board meeting. That would include Director Atkins, Director Cooper, and myself, and any of the alternate directors who I don't know who if they attended. If they did so, please speak up.
I did, Gary.
Okay, Director Gladbeck.
And I attended too.
And so do you have all that, April?
I do, yes. Thank you very much.
Very good, thank you. All right.
Mr. President, during the GSA meeting, there was a terrific presentation by staff on Bouquet Creek.
Yes. Director Atkins, you're absolutely correct. And that was some of your hard work in advocating for Bouquet Creek has brought that about. We also discussed the draft of the groundwater sustainability plan. So those are the two main items that came up. So, all right, we can move on to item 12, director's report. We do have an item on director's report. Item 12.1, approve Vice President Gladbach as the voting delegate and President Martin as the alternate voting delegate for the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency at the 2021 Aquafall Conference. Aqua election casting a vote for Pam Tobin and Aqua President and Kathy Green for Aqua Vice President as recommended by the Aqua Nominating Committee. Vice President Gladbach, go ahead with your presentation. As I understand, you have a brief presentation.
Thank you, President Martin. First of all, talking about Pam Tobin, she has been on the board of directors of the San Juan Water District, which is just outside Sacramento. She's been on that since 2004 and served as president a few times. She's also been on the Sacramento Regional Water Quality Control, Sacramento Regional Water Authority, and has served as chair of that. And she's been also very active. I remind you that 2 years ago, this board, different members perhaps, or obviously, directed me to nominate her from the floor. And she was as a vice president. And as a result of that, she was elected vice president by a majority of the membership voting. I also point out that she has rescued over 3,000 Great Pyrenees. She drives all over the Western states picking up Great Pyrenees as rescue, many, some of which are in terrible physical shape, but she has nursed back to good health and got them adopted. So I recommend that. That's for Pam Tobin. Kathy Green, well, first of all, the nominating committee, as Gary pointed out, will recommend and nominate Pam Tobin as president and Kathy Green as vice president. Kathy Green originally started her public service out as city council member of Huntington Beach. She served as mayor there a few terms. And then in 2010, was elected to the board of directors of the Orange County Water District, where she has served very well. And she's been very involved in Aqua and various committees. She's been chair and vice chair of Region 10, which is Orange and San Diego counties. So I recommend or move the action.
Second, Atkins.
All right. Great. Okay, hold on. Let me get
President
okay.
Martin, so very good. This is actually to delegate you and Jerry as voters for that night. So it's not necessarily just to vote for them, but to delegate Jerry and you as the
right.
So that's what correct. We're voting on.
Correct.
As okay. well as voting for those two individuals.
Thank you for the clarification, April. We have a motion, a second, but before we have any discussion or vote, do we have any members of the public who have a comment on item 12.1?
We do not, but can I get who motioned and who seconded?
I moved.
Thank you, Jerry.
I think Director
Atkins second.
Thank you.
Director Atkins second, yes. Okay. Is there any other further discussion on this item? Director Planback, you have your hand up.
I have no problem with Director Gladbeck being the designee or voting for these two people. However, I did have a question about why the same designation is made on the Upper Santa Clara and the Devil's Den. Does that mean we get three votes?
Yes.
Are those districts, is Devil's Den and Upper Santa Clara paying aqua fees also?
They do.
They pay them in addition to our district?
They do.
That seems like an expense that we really is above the need.
They also get insurance from JPIA, which is a benefit to the, both of those entities.
But I mean, Devil's Den, does anybody even working there, like one person or something? Maybe that's expensive to get it. I just, maybe that's a discussion for another night. I would like to see that agendized at some point.
Yeah, they have liability insurance on both of those entities.
Yeah, that's going to come up on that respective board meeting tonight. So we probably should not discuss it further at this meeting. So we do have a motion and a second on item 12.1. If we have no public comment, April, and we have no further discussion, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Kelly, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Ford?
Yes.
Director Ozuchowski?
Yes.
Director Armitage?
Yes.
Director Bronstein?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Planbeck?
Yes.
Director Atkins?
Yes.
Director Colley?
Yes.
Vice President Mortensen?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbeck?
Yes.
President Martin?
Yes.
Thank you. This item passes.
Very good. Thank you. We now can, I will ask before we move on to item 13, closed session, do we have any other director reports from members of the board tonight besides the item 12.1 that we just voted on? And Director Armitage, you have your hand up and go ahead.
Thank you. So I have two things I want to share. The first is since it's Native American Heritage Month, I just want to acknowledge that the Santa Clarita Valley is land that originally largely belonged to the Tatavian and the Chumash tribes and recognize that they were the original stewards of our water resources and that we would be wise to welcome and honor their voices and discussions at all levels about how we sustain our natural resources, including water. So I just wanted to honor them since it's, again, Native American Heritage Month. And then secondly, I just want to share that I'm excited to not just talk the talk, but to walk the walk as well. So you all know how excited I was about the upgraded rebate program that we recently approved. And so I decided I'm going to do what we're asking our customers to do, and I'm planning on converting a portion of my lawn to drought-tolerant native plants. And I'm looking forward to learning the process of how customers apply for these rebates. And for anyone interested, I'm happy to share my progress on this mini journey. So just wanted to share that. I'm excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Director Ozuchowski.
Just a quick congratulations to Kathy Martin, Matt Stone, Director Cooper on being influential people here in Santa Clarita. They made it on the latest Signal newspaper. I'm glad to see that we as a water agency have a visibility within our community. So congratulations to all of you. Thank you. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Director Ozuchowski. And I echo your congratulations for the members of the 51. All right. We now can move on to item 13, closed session. We will now be going into closed session. And the public may stay on the Zoom webinar. Board members and and appropriate staff will need to disconnect from Zoom, from the Zoom webinar, and connect to the Teams meeting. Please refer to the login information that was sent out last weekend today. We will meet in closed session to discuss item 13.1 as listed in your agenda. Members of the public and any staff may stay on the current line. And once closed session is over, the board will reconnect to the Zoom webinar for closed session announcements and the remaining items on the agenda. Reminder for the board that once again, this is closed session and we'll need to be in a place where no one else can hear the discussion. We will be taking a 5-minute break. It is now 7:50 according to Verizon. And so we will open up closed session at 7:55. Please disconnect from the Zoom. And within about 5 minutes, please log into the closed session. And we will now adjourn for closed session. An open session. We are now back in open session. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll for attendance?
As I call your name, please say present. Director Cooper?
Present.
Director Colley?
Here.
Director Ford?
Present.
Director Armitage?
Present.
Director Bronstein?
Present.
Director Kelly?
Present.
Director Planbeck?
Here.
Director Atkins?
Present.
Director Osohofsky?
Present.
Vice President Gladbach?
Yes.
Vice President Mortensen?
Present.
And President Martin?
I'm here.
Thank you.
We can now move to item 14, closed session announcements. Mr. Byrne, please.
Martin, I'll just announce that there is no action taken in closed session that's reportable for Senator Brown Act.
Very good. Move to item 15, director request for approval of event attendance. Do we have any requests for event attendance amongst the board? Seeing none, hearing none, I don't suppose there'll be any public comment on no action. So
there is a public comment.
Go ahead.
Actually, it's Steve Petzold, and he was going to make public comment under item 3. But was here because I didn't see him on the list, nor did he have his hand up. It's up to you, President Martin, if you'd like to let him make public comment.
What's your advice, Mr. Barron? Are we within our rights to do that?
Yeah, I think it's within your discretion, yeah.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, Mr. Petzl.
Mr. Petzl, hold on just a moment. Mr. Petzold, you may begin your public comment.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to comment on item 16 at this point. And I would like one of the directors to put on the agenda a discussion about the expansion of the disc golf course down at Central Park. We would like to move the fence up towards the access road. And to do that, I believe that we need a discussion by the directors. I am hesitant to rely upon staff to do this because that would not allow us to give public comment. So I would ask one of you, in view of the fact that we submitted a petition with over 70 signatures on it that would urge the directors of SCV Water to consider moving the fence back to allow a better disc golf course down in Central Park. I am asking one of the directors to stand up tonight, one of the 12, I don't care which one it is, to ask to put on the agenda an expansion of the area allowed for Central Park to improve the redesign of the disc golf course. So that's my request tonight, and I thank you for all your public service and your hard work down there at SCV Water, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Petzl.
Thank you very much. We were on item 15, director request for approval of event attendance.
President Martin, we have one more public comment.
Go ahead.
Ms. Notmeyer?
Which item is this for, April?
This should be on item 16. Because is that where we were? Then it's item 15. Let me verify with Ms. Notmeyer, what is your public comment on? What item?
My public comment is on the closed session announcement. Was it no further action taken? It wasn't really made very clear.
There was no action taken in closed session that was reportable.
That needs to be reported is how it should have been said. And I added that myself.
It was reported, Ms. Notmeyer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
Mr. Byrne did report out. Ms. Notmeyer?
No further action taken that needs to be reported?
There was no action taken that needed to be reported according to the Brown Act. But Mr. Byrne did report that.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Notmeyer.
All right. We were on item 15, director request for approval of event attendance. And I think we were ready to move on to item 16. But I will ask the board one more time. Is there any request for event attendance? All right, very good. Seeing none, we now can move to item 16, director request for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items tonight? Director Atkins, you seem to be first up. Go ahead.
I just wanted to take up what Mr. Petzold was talking about. And I would probably leave it at your discretion, Mr. President. What I'd like to understand what his concern was. He was breaking up and I couldn't really understand all of what he was saying. I think he wants to expand the disc golf course. I'm not sure that's in our purview, but to the degree we can assist with it, I'd suggest we do so through committee or in some fashion.
Okay, that fence that he's referring to is the fence between the SCV water access road going up the hill and the disc course. And you can see that it doesn't follow a straight line. But I think the staff, Mr. Stone, can weigh in on this, but I believe he's aware of the request. And I think he was either going to work with the city or at least discuss with the city what can be done. And then we can bring it to the board, perhaps, if necessary.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. The issue is not yet ripe for board consideration. Right. We have walked the site with the city staff. We have a follow-up meeting, which encompasses a whole host of additional issues pertaining to the uses at the park. And this would involve most likely an amendment to the lease because it would expand the area that's recognized in the current lease. So until we have a chance to vet this a little more and understand what the proposal is and what some of the options might be, it's probably premature to bring it to the board for consideration. But it certainly would come to the board at that time.
All right, very good. So we will take you at your word that it's under consideration at the staff level between city and SCV Water, and you'll bring it to us when it's ready to discuss. Director Ozahowski, go ahead.
No further comment. I believe Mr. Petzl submitted a petition to the city, and the city contacted the water agency and started the discussion, but that's about it, Mr. Atkins. I think Mr. Stone is on top of it. That's it for me. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Director Ozahowski. Director Ford, go ahead.
Thank you, President Martin. There is a proposed initiative that is being vetted out there. It's the Water Infrastructure Funding Act of 2022. And I was wondering, although it may not be right for the board at this point, that if the Outreach and Legislative Committee would look into that item and then after its review, when they think it's right, bring it forward to the board for determination as to what involvement the agency might want to take in that action. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Ford. And I think the committee has taken notation of your comment. Director Kelly, you have your hand up.
Yes, I just before you adjourn, I have a comment, not regarding this item number.
President Martin, you're muted.
Are there any other requests for future agenda items?
President Martin, Mr. Petzold has his hand up again. Did you want to take his public comment?
I'll take a brief comment, Mr. Petzold. Go ahead.
Mr. Petzold, hold on just a moment. Just a second. I thought we were done here. Mr. Petzold, you may begin your public comment.
Yes, I appreciate being able to listen to Mr. Stone talk about the progress that has been made. I would ask that members of the disc golf community here in Santa Cruz be allowed to walk along the road there. We do not have access to look at a fence realignment other than what we can see from the Central Park area. So I would ask that members of the Committee for Encouragement and Preservation of Disc Golf in Santa Clarita be allowed access to that area to walk with both city and water staff so that we can point out the realignment and redesign of the disc golf course that we request. So I guess that is my comment at this time, is that we ask to be involved in this, and we are concerned about staff-to-staff communications because that does not involve the public attendance and participation. And so thank you very much. That's my comment, and I appreciate Mr. Stone's comments this evening regarding the activity that's been taken so far between the city and the water staff. But we are very interested in moving that fence on the northeast area of the park and SCV water so that we can improve the design of the disc golf course in that area. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Petzold. And Mr. Stone, please take Mr. Petzold's request and perhaps contact him outside of a board meeting to advise him on what can be done. Director Bronstein, you have a request for a future agenda item.
I actually have a question. I wanted to know when is the appropriate time during these meetings to suggest, if I have a suggestion for us as a board, as how to maybe work things a little bit smoother or in a different way. Is it something that I email you personally, like privately? I don't know what the right.
Yeah. Why don't you contact me directly, Director Bronstein, as opposed to engage the whole board in this discussion.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Very good. I don't see any other requests for future agenda items. So with that, we can move on to adjournment, but before we do so, Director Kelly has a comment to make.
I just wanted to apologize to the board and the attendees. My screen got froze out and I wasn't able to get back into the meeting on closed session, either by phone or by video. So my apologies.
Very good. Thanks, RJ. You know, the IT gremlins are attack all of us once in a while. So very good. With that, I would say we are now adjourned, and thank you, board, and apologize for the bumpy process, Director Bronstein, but we will work to make it better. Just give me a call sometime. We can talk about it. See you all next time. Thank you and good night.
And don't forget, no, we have a meeting.
I'm sorry,
Upper Santa Clara Valley JPA.
I almost did. We do have those five directors, including myself,